Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, this is Ed Tobias with some news and views from the MS Wire. I've used a Bioness L300, which is a functional electronic stimulator, an FES device, for about 7 years to counter my left foot drop. I strap it to my leg just below the knee, and as I begin to take a step, it sends a low-intensity electrical pulse down a nerve that runs from my knee to my ankle. The pulse forces my foot to flex upward so it doesn't drag. The L300 has worked well for me for several years, but as my MS progressed, it's become less useful and frankly more of a nuisance than a help. Yet, it was better than nothing. In the fall of 2017, Bioness came out with an improved FES called the L300 Go. I took it for a test walk just before it became available to patients, but I was disappointed with the results back then. I didn't think the improvement in my walking was worth the several thousand dollars, not covered by insurance, that it would cost me to upgrade. But that was then, and this is now. A couple of months ago, I met with a Bioness physical therapist and tried the L300 Go again. This time, I decided to bite the financial bullet and upgrade, and here's why. Bioness is getting ready to end support for the original L300. When I first tried the Go in 2017, I was told the company would phase out support in about 2 years. So, the old unit has been living on borrowed time. That old unit wasn't performing as well as it once did either. The old cuff was becoming more difficult to position correctly on my leg to get the correct amount of stimulation. It was also a real pain to have to move the little plastic disc motion sensor from one pair of shoes to another. The L300 Go doesn't require that sensor. The cuff itself detects my leg motion. The latest L300 has a 3-axis gyroscope and an accelerometer. They combine to sense motion in several directions as well as my leg speed. It also has a memory that's supposed to learn how I walk. According to the Bioness website, that allows the L300 Go to provide stimulation precisely when needed, making it easier for users to clear their foot at different walking speeds, on stairs, ramps, and while navigating uneven terrain. Well, I've been using the L300 Go since November now, and the headline is I'm walking better with it than I did with my old unit. But it's taken some getting used to. The old unit would trigger on and begin to raise my foot as I removed pressure from the sensor at my heel. With the new unit, the forward movement of my leg triggers the current. So as I begin to walk, I've had to learn to sort of slide my left leg forward to trigger that pulse, rather than shifting my weight to the right leg to get moving as I did with the old unit. With the new device, the current remains on for longer, until my left leg is straight rather than ending when my heel hits the ground. At first I found this to be disconcerting, but after a couple of weeks I got used to it, and I found that this allowed me to walk better. And the gyroscope and the accelerometer do capture my gait and pace and seem to adjust for it. My left leg swings out to the left much less than it used to, and my legs are less prone to cross each other. It's also easier to lift my left leg onto a curb. The L300 Go isn't inexpensive. With a trade-in of my old unit, my cost was just over $4,000. I think the full price is around $6,000. Most commercial insurance policies won't cover the L300 Go for an MS patient, and Medicare definitely won't cover it. I don't know if the health services in the UK or the European Union do. Bioness has an arrangement with Care Credit for a no-interest payment plan if you qualify, but in the end, you're still shelling out big bucks. I'm fortunate that I can afford it, and I realize that many people who need this useful device can't. When I received my original L300, I got a used unit for Bioness at half price, but a company rep has told me that the program no longer exists, and that's too bad. It's also a shame that Medicare, though it covers the L300 Go for someone with a spinal injury, won't cover it for a person with MS. I doubt that that situation will change anytime soon. Don't get me started on healthcare costs in the United States. I'd need more than an L300 to walk that road. In any event, I wish you well if you decide to try the L300 Go or any other FES unit. They've been useful to me over the years.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for Multiple Sclerosis News Today.